Did you ever forget something? Well, I sure have, and today I want to give you a reminder of something you may have been forgetting. I have a search engine optimization tip for you. WordPress category descriptions matter. SEO, the art and science of getting your website listed in search engine results for more search terms and listed higher than all the others, this is a pretty important factor to website success and business success. So it would seem tragic if you had done almost all the right things, but then you just forgot some of the basics. Nobody is perfect. We all forget things. I want to give you a reminder of something that I have frequently found overlooked by WordPress blog owners when they set up a new blog and as the blog grows. The basic principle can apply to any website, really. The little things really do add up, and this is just a quick SEO tip you can use to improve your search engine optimization so fast that you may wonder why you ever neglected it. WordPress category descriptions. Sure, you have set up your categories and you may add them now and then when you add something new on your blog. Blogs change over time, and so their focus changes. Categorizing your content is important, and so you probably did not forget that part. What I find that a lot of people do forget is to optimize WordPress category descriptions to match their content. WordPress categories are a way to make it easier for people to find more information on the same topic. They also help search engines to better index your blog. It only makes sense to have your category descriptions reflect the content of that category correctly and keep it up to date. The category description is where WordPress gets the page description for category pages to include in the meta description. If you do not have a description, or if it is an old description that does not reflect changes to your blog and to the state of that category, your blog is missing an important element. Using no index follow in WordPress category pages. You may say, but I have an index no follow meta tag in my categories. This is good. And I do too. I use all-in-one SEO pack and I recommend it to others. It's a free download, very easy to install. It allows easy management of meta indexing directives. I don't want search engines to index my categories, but I want them to know exactly what the categories are about and then follow the category page links to my article pages. It makes sense that I should give them a good meta description so the search engine knows what they're there for. It may seem trivial, but when you consider it, many of the things we do to optimize our websites for search engine ranking really are just little pieces. Those little pieces add up to one big picture, and until you get them all together, the puzzle is still not complete. Managing WordPress category descriptions is really easy. Just to be sure that I did not give you a great idea and motivate you to take action, but not follow through with a how-to, I'll tell you a couple of tips on where to go and do this and also what to include. First, for anybody unfamiliar with where to edit WordPress categories, depending on the version of WordPress you are using, you will find it in your blog administration either under Posts and then Categories or under Manage and then Categories on the older versions of WordPress. From there, you will see all of your categories listed. Simply click on a category and add or modify the description. I would not suggest changing the slug because it would change the URL and upset your internal link structure, and search engines would have to learn it all over again. Now that you're ready to edit your blog categories, try to create a description that reflects the emphasis of the category and how it relates to the overall content of the site. As an example, my internet marketing category description reads as follows. Internet marketing has many subcategories, and this information focuses on marketing content creation, SEO, and social media marketing. As you can see here, it reflects the blog category, but it also reflects how it relates to the overall subject of the blog. I hope you found this to be useful. It's sometimes easy to forget the little steps, but they all matter. For more useful WordPress-specific tips and tricks, I recommend my friend Ruhani Rabin's blog. Here's on my blog is a direct link to his WordPress category where he has a lot of useful articles about tweaking WordPress blogs. I like Ruhani and I think he's got a lot of great ideas and he always has great links to other articles as well. So anyway, I hope I got you thinking. Leave me a comment on the blog at awebguy.com. If you think this would be useful to anybody else, share it along, and let's make the world a better place for bloggers.